are listening to faithwalkradio.com. Be good news, share good news. faithwalkradio.com. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Well, hello again, and welcome to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan Fowler Rosario. If you are listening for the first time, I want to personally thank you for giving me the opportunity to share the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ through today's message titled, God Has Options for You. So for those that are tuning in, again, thank you, or for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome to Faith Walk Radio. Faith Walk Radio is all about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen. We are not here to judge you. We judge no one. In fact, we believe transformation comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But our mission is to promote the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ through our weekly messages, our monthly faith stories from you, the listener, testimonies from those that have overcome difficult situations, as well as great uplifting music that will keep you connected and full of praise. In short, we are here to celebrate the human spirit, as well as to inspire and encourage those who are broken in spirit and just looking to develop a personal relationship with God. So my prayer today is for all people, no matter who you are or where you come from, to learn what life with God is all about. If you consider today's message as it pertains to getting your heart in line with those things of God, I promise you will begin to see, feel, and hear differently. So if you're spiritually disconnected, I am here to help you get reconnected through the Word of God. As I get ready to dive into the message, I want to first state for the record that God is fully aware of everything about you. You can't hide from God. God knows all your secrets. Therefore, now is the time to come clean with God and surrender to His will for your life. You see, when you come clean with God, it means you have decided to allow Him full access into your life. Although you might be thinking it's the end of all the fun you've been having doing things your way out in the world, accountable to no one or nothing, I understand it might make you a little nervous to subtly surrender your will in exchange for God's will. But I promise it will be the best reward you ever receive. So listen, folks, when you give up on those things that are not pleasing to God, you are doing yourself a favor, not God. When you decide to do things on God's terms, you are rewarded. And most times, those rewards are what you've been praying for anyway. So for those of you that are thinking about giving up on those things you want to see manifest in your life, I challenge you today to open your heart to God and let Him transform your heart and your mind. And stop thinking it's over, it's too late to hope and dream for a better tomorrow. Because I am here to tell you from experience, it's not over and it will never be over. As long as you allow God to change your heart and change your mind, you will always have options. And I want to say that again, it will never be over. It will never be too late. As long as you allow God to change your heart and change your mind, God will always have options for you. But let me be clear as to what I believe triggers those options. Although God has options for you, those options are only rewarded to those who have decided to live in God's will. Those options are not available to you when you are living your life every which way but straight. You do have to be straight with God, you know. I stated a few minutes ago, you can't hide from God. God knows all your secrets, not some, but all. There is nowhere you can hide from God. Therefore, if God knows all your secrets, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking you can run, but you can't hide who you really are inside. You see, those God options I keep talking about are God's rewards. In other words, those rewards are blessings for living in God's will. Blessings just waiting to be released, or should I say, rewarded to you based on who you are in Christ. I call those rewards the bag of goods, so to speak. The bag of goods could be a promotion on your job, reconciliation in your marriage, financial stability. All those things or situations you are looking to repair or receive is based on what is in your heart. I'm going to tie in the scripture here shortly. If you want to turn in advance, it's Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9 and 10. But again, I want to remind you that although God has options for you, those options are only rewarded to those who have decided to live in God's will. Again, those options are not available to you when you are living your life every which way but straight. So my question to you is, are you connected or disconnected from God? My first message point is this: come clean with God by living in His will for your life, not doing whatever you feel like doing. You see, if your heart is far away from God, doing those things that are only pleasing to you, then you can't expect God to show up and bless your socks off. Make sense? So take a look with me in Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10 as I tie in the scripture with the message points here. And so Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10, and in verse 9 states, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" And verse 10, I just love. It states, "I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings." Again, that is Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10, in the event you want to study in your quiet time. But you see, folks, it is extremely important to live according to the word of God when you are waiting for your prayers to be answered. And I don't think you heard that, but I want to repeat it again because it's so important. It is extremely important to live according to the word of God when you are waiting for your prayers to be answered. So my question to you is, are your actions worthy of what you are asking God for? Food for thought there, huh? Are your actions worthy of what you are asking God for? Is your heart there yet? Are your thoughts filled with things that are pleasing to God? So again, I ask, are your actions worthy of what you are asking God for? You see, God has options for you, but only when you surrender to His will. God will never just reward you doing any and everything you feel like doing in the world, not accountable for anything or any situation. The Word of God just doesn't work this way. God can't jump into your life and bless those things that the world is giving you, so to speak. You see, it's God's way or your way, but the choice is all yours. I want you to think about that for a second, and I need to stop for a commercial break, but I hope you stay with me. When I come back, I want to continue talking about staying connected to God in order for God to bless you with the bag of goods. I'll be right back.
Wow, what a great word there. I want God to have options for me, so I'm staying connected through His holy word. I look forward to hearing more after the break, but before that, Susan Fowler Rosario continues with today's message, God has options for you. I want to remind you that we are here for you every minute of the day. If you are in need of prayer, don't forget to visit us at www.faithwalkradio.com and submit your prayer request today. And we will be sure to stand in prayer on your behalf. And you never know, Susan Fowler Rosario may give you a call and pray with you personally. Now, wouldn't that be nice? So don't forget to submit your prayer request today. Also, for those who are interested in being our April faith story, you still have time to submit your faith story today. Just go to www.faithwalkradio.com and submit your story today. Now, back to Susan Fowler Rosario as she continues with the message, God has options for you.
Faithful Savior, hear my cry, I pray. I need a faith.
Well, hello there and welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned in. This is Susan Fowler Rosario right here on Faith Walk Radio. Mike Rogoff, thank you for such a warm welcome back. Before the break, I was sharing my thoughts on being connected or disconnected from the will of God. Before I jump back into the message, I would like you, the listener, to know that Faith Walk Radio is here for you every minute of the day. Although you can't physically see us on your computer monitor, we are right here 24/7 praying over your prayer requests as they come in. So rest assured, we are here and totally committed to helping those that are hurting and looking for God to step in and change their life. We are here for you. So getting back to the message titled, God Has Options for You. Are you connected or disconnected? Was my question before the break. Have you allowed God in your heart yet? I want you to think about that for a minute as I shift the message a little and take this opportunity to share my thoughts on how our young people are living today. And whether you are young or old, the Word of God still applies to all people. And I say our young people, the focus for a few minutes is our young people because they truly are our future. And they really do have a lot of things to keep them disconnected. So my point here is not to judge the young people, but to express my thoughts on those things and situations I believe are instrumental in keeping their attention on those things that look good, feel good, and sound good. For the most part, they have plenty to stay disconnected from God. So for the sake of example only, I want to share my thoughts on how some things and situations I believe are responsible for distracting, or should I say disconnecting, our young people from the will of God. You know, I have 35 nieces and nephews, so again, this comes from a place of love. And the young people have a special place in my heart. I just want to say that. I know you folks out there, I love you too, and you have a place in my heart. But there's a carved out place in my heart for the young folks because they have so much today. Society has given them so many tools to keep them distracted and disconnected. It's just unbelievable at times. But I want to say, I do enjoy working with youth ministries and have done so for several years now. I currently minister to young folks on a daily basis. So my point comes again from a place of love, not judgment. You see, it appears that the young people have very little knowledge of what it means to work hard for what they want, such as things and power. And I can hear some parents out there saying, oh my God, I know she's talking about my kids. They want everything and they don't want to work for anything. But they have been given so many tools that sometimes keep them disconnected from their parents and teachers, leaders. You see, their reality is different from the previous generations. But I know I can still hear parents saying, I know she's talking about my kids. But seriously, I have found that young people are most driven by things in power such as their phones, computers, social networks, clothes, shoes, hair, makeup, all those things that keep them connected to each other as the cool way, but disconnected from the things of God. It's so true. So my reason for bringing up the young folks in today's message is to ask youth leaders, mentors, family, and friends to set the God example every day for our young people because they are our future and we need them to reconnect with God. By you and I staying connected, I believe we are setting the God example. I truly believe that by living in God's will for our life, it sets the example for those to follow. But getting back to my point, young folks today are interested in what looks good and feels good. Let me explain. When your heart's desire is to live for those things in power, then those things or situations will eventually win you over one way or another. You will give in to one of them, whether it's the world's way or God's way. Eventually, it will win you over one way or another, as I stated. So here's a thought to consider. Is it God or is it the world giving you those bag of goods? Because God cannot and will not just give you those things that leave you disconnected from Him, His will for your life. It can't happen. I know folks pray all the time for those relationships to work out and all those business endeavors to pan out, those hopes and dreams they've been waiting to see manifest for so long. You see, I do have a bit of not so good news for you, and that is, if your heart is far away from God, do yourself a favor and stop asking God to fix something He had nothing to do with. I know it sounds harsh, and I got to say it again because it's the Word of God. It's right there in the Scriptures. Jeremiah, as we read earlier, chapter 17, verse 9. I want to make this point again. If your heart is far away from God, do yourself a favor and stop asking God to fix something He had absolutely nothing to do with. You see, if you are living out of the will of God, such as doing those things that go against the word of God, then I am comfortable saying again, stop praying for God to give you that new car, that new job, that perfect marriage. God will not just reward you with the abundant life and your lifestyle is out of order. So don't get mad at God when your life falls apart. Just read it for yourself. Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10 says it all. And let's take a look again. In verse 9, it states, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And in verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. I am here to share the good news, though. There is some good news to all of this. And that is, although you may be disconnected from God, he will never give up on you. God will always wait for you to welcome him in your life and in your heart. He will never give up on you when you are in his will or out of his will. God will always be waiting for you to make that connection again. You see, living in God's will activates those rewards we talked about earlier. I have found that when we live our life according to the word of God, then it becomes easier to stay connected to God on a more consistent basis. When you read your word, when you stay connected, when you fast, pray, connect with your church groups or study groups, always know when you stay connected to God, it becomes easier to have patience and wait on, you know, those things to manifest in your life. You see, on the other hand, when you are disconnected, you tend to become emotionally detached from the God reality in terms of those hopes and dreams manifesting sooner than later. Now that I have shared a few points of discussion as it pertains to being spiritually connected or disconnected, I hope I'm really speaking to the heart of someone. I hope the scripture is really beginning to hit home. As a result of that, you're allowing God in right now. I will take a break here shortly, but before I do, let's take a moment and reflect back over the message points. And the first one would be, if you can look at being in God's will as your lifeline that connects you to those things that are pleasing to God, then the bag of goods, meaning those rewards, will be released to you. My point here is when you are connected, it means you are allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart in those moments of doubt and concern and remind you to stay focused on the things of God. You see, when we are disconnected, we are distracted for a moment or 10 years later, you decide. I need to take a break. When I come back, I want to continue talking about all those options you have when you allow God to change your heart and change your mind. And I will be right back.
You are listening to FaithWalkRadio.com. Be good news, share good news. FaithWalkRadio.com. For we walk by faith, not by sight. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Right here on Daily Bread, your daily food for thought on FaithWalkRadio.com. Now back to Susan Fowler Rosario as she continues teaching on staying connected to God in today's message titled, God Has Options for You.
I am back once again and fired up and ready to get right back into the message. I am Susan Fowler Rosario right here on Faith Walk Radio. Rolling back into the message again, the title is God Has Options for You. Before the break, I was speaking on how to stay connected to God, meaning living in His will and not doing whatever makes you happy, regardless of the consequences. You see, I was sharing the good news before the break, and that is God will never give up on you. He will always be waiting for you to open your heart and just let Him in. Here is something else to consider. In today's reality, we are living in a day and time where the world is seeking answers just like the people of God. Everyone wants a bright future, right? But the difference is the world's way will give you its bag of goods, and God's way will give you His bag of goods. You see, we sometimes hold God accountable for those situations that turn sour in our life. When you pray for God to fix those situations, don't forget to ask Him to fix you too. And I want to say that again, not to judge. I know it sounds harsh, but I just have to say it, folks. I have to give you the truth, right? And that is, we sometimes hold God accountable. You notice I said we. I wasn't saying you. We sometimes hold God accountable for those situations that turn sour in our life. You see, when you pray for God to fix those situations, don't forget to ask Him to fix you too. People, listen closely. God is quite capable of opening whatever door He wants you to walk through. There are no limitations on what God can do when your heart is in the right place. Allowing God to change your life, coupled with faith, which is the process necessary for supernatural breakthrough, folks, this will open you up to that abundant life. Before closing, I want to go over these scriptures one last time. And that is Jeremiah 17, verses 9 and 10. And that states, in verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to his ways. One more time, according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. So as I stated throughout today's message, God knows exactly who you are, and there are no secrets. You see, God can examine your heart at any moment. The scripture does not say He will examine your heart once and for all, you're done. He'll never examine your heart again. No, in fact, the scripture says, renew your mind daily. It states He deals with each person according to His ways. This implies that the examination of the heart is ongoing. God is watching, and there is nowhere to hide your heart and your thoughts from God. Remember, God knows all of your secrets. I need to take one more quick break. I pray this message has touched your heart today, as well as inspired you to get connected or reconnected with God. I will be right back again to conclude today's message, God Has Options For You. I want to say a prayer and give you your faith steps for this week. I will be right back.
Remember, God has options for you. Those rewards are blessings given to you when you follow the Word of God. Susan Fowler Rosario is coming back to give us a final thought. Remember to email us and tell us what you think about today's message, as well as email us your prayer request, because we want to hear from you and we want to see you get your breakthrough today. Now back to Susan Fowler Rosario.
We are back. You are listening to Susan Fowler Rosario right here on Faith Walk Radio. I look forward to hearing from you all. Email us and tell us what you think about today's message. Also, be sure to submit your prayer requests as well as your faith story today. And my final thought is, if you are open for change, the way you see the world and how you respond to other people, then you are well on your way to a life filled with so much promise. But on the other hand, if you are living your life based on controversy, jealousy, betrayal, deceit, among other things, then you do have something to worry about, and that is your reward. What reward will you receive based on what is in your heart? Lord, I thank You for connecting us to Your holy word today, O God. Help those that are in need of instant change in their life. Lord, I ask that You reveal Your plans for their life. Give them the confidence and the strength to say no to their own desires and yes to Your will for their life. Yes to those rewards that are waiting for them, and yes to love, hope, joy, and peace, O God. Show Your people who You are in the face of disappointment, regret, fear. Lord, I ask that You heal their hearts and help them to open their eyes to only You. I pray in Your holy name, Jesus. Amen. Your faith step this week, read Jeremiah 17:9 and 10. Don't forget to tune back in same time next week. And Godspeed. Goodbye for now.
Well, we have reached the end of another awesome message from Susan Fowler Rosario. And wow, God has options for you. What a heartfelt message. I definitely want to stay connected with God, and I want you to stay connected with God as well. Don't forget to tune back in next week for another inspiring message from Susan Fowler Rosario. And God bless you all. Faithful.